Donald Trump's inauguration next month will bring thousands of visitors to Washington, D.C. Airbnb says it expects more than 10,000 people will use its platform to book a place to stay. Many Airbnb hosts are raising their prices. Others are apprehensive. Michaela Lefrak from Here and Now contributor WAMU reports.
Walking into Cinta Keeling's house feels like a mix between a hip European hostel and visiting an old friend. The three-story townhouse in the southeast D.C. neighborhood of Capitol View is full of light, with brightly painted walls and bedspreads with bicycles printed on them.
Two beds here, and there's one bathroom, and that's my bedroom right there. Nice. The ensuite.
Keeling welcomes a lot of people into her home. She uses Airbnb to rent out her two spare bedrooms to dozens of visitors every year. But even though she's a popular host, she hasn't rented out for the night before inauguration just yet.
A lot of people were asking early on, because they wanted to be a part of history, and I said to them, let's just wait.
Keeling lives in a majority black neighborhood. She supported Hillary Clinton and planned to put up her inauguration listing right after the election. But when Donald Trump won, she balked.
I was concerned about how they would treat my neighbors. You know, are they used to being in a majority-minority community? And are they going to have a reaction that would be discriminatory towards me? Because that's something that I have to be concerned about.
Keeling says she's talked to other hosts near her and found that many of them have decided to keep their doors closed during the inauguration. Some hosts are signaling their political leanings to prospective guests by posting pictures of Clinton or anti-Trump posters within their listings. There have been hard feelings about the election results, but Keeling says others are motivated by different worries.
People who are east of the river are concerned about people being disrespectful. People west of the river are looking at the money aspect of it.
And there may be lots of money to be made in the predominantly white neighborhoods west of the river. Airbnb's popularity has skyrocketed since the last presidential inauguration in 2013. The company says D.C. area hosts could earn more than $3.5 million over inauguration. Most of those earnings are expected to come from a handful of popular neighborhoods: Adams Morgan, Shaw, the H Street Corridor, and Columbia Heights.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Ludmila Trigubova lives in a townhouse on Capitol Hill, walking distance from where President-elect Trump will take the oath of office.
Should I take off my shoes?
This is the house rule.
All right. She's rented her home on Airbnb for the previous two inaugurations and plans to do it for Donald Trump's.
I never talk about politics, never. Even if I ask to, I just make it light.
Trigubova says she's a moderate Republican, but had a blast hosting guests for President Obama's inaugurations. In 2009, she had 16 guests from around the world staying with her.
Everybody was united. Everybody was supportive, regardless of the crowd in the house.
The tone could be different this year, with thousands pledging to protest Donald Trump the day after the inauguration. Trigubova had a guest cancel her inauguration booking after Clinton lost. Airbnb spokesman Nick Pappas says that's part of a trend.
We definitely saw some cancellation the days following the election, but we also saw that bookings increased by 80% during the week following Election Day. So there's no question that many people were waiting to see how the election turned out before they made their plans.
Pappas says Airbnb will have extra staff on hand to address any issues that might come up. He also says his company sees itself as a technological bridge that can bring people together.
It's been a divisive election, and there are folks with very strong views on both sides. But at the end of the day, we can bring folks together from different parties or different ideologies to break bread. We think that's a great thing.
Cinta Keeling feels the same way. She's the Airbnb host we met at the beginning of the story, who was hesitant about listing her home. She's changed her mind. Her doors are now open because she thinks it's a good opportunity to be inclusive.
It's one of the few intentional experiences that you can have to live with someone that's of a different background.
Keeling hasn't had any takers yet, but she's fully booked the next day. Her guests are anti-Trump protesters. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lefrak in Washington.